Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a study that found that returning the same season from a traumatic anterior shoulder dislocation or subluxation likely results in additional episodes of instability even after undergoing a strengthening and stability protocol. Self-report questionnaires immediately after initial injury may be useful in determining a return-to-play timeline. Recommendations for the management of shoulder instability vary greatly, with no consensus among clinicians on the ideal treatment guidelines and return-to-play criteria. Therefore, the authors sought to identify outcomes after an acute bout of shoulder instability, including the ability of an athlete to return to play, the amount of time lost, and the reoccurrence of shoulder instability upon returning to play in the same season as the initial injury. Researchers tracked three Division I NCAA institutions over a two-year period. Participants were enrolled in the study if they suffered an in-season traumatic anterior instability injury and wanted to undergo a non-operative treatment protocol to compete. 45 athletes were examined and categorized by the type of injury sustained, either a subluxation or dislocation. All participants completed four different questionnaires that assessed shoulder function immediately after an injury. Athletes then underwent an accelerated rehabilitation program previously described by Owens and colleagues. An athlete who was asymptomatic completed all prescribed rehabilitation and able to perform sport-specific drills at full strength were cleared to return to participation. Ultimately, 33 athletes returned to their sport for either all or part of the remainder of the season. Some surgeons recommended a functional shoulder brace, but bracing failed to prevent additional in-season episodes of instability. Only 27% of the injured athletes returned without another episode of instability, regardless of their injury type. Athletes with a subluxation returned to play on an average of 3 days, and athletes with a dislocation returned to play on an average of 7 days. 12 athletes failed to return to their sport after the first episode of instability, and an additional 11 failed to finish the season after returning. The investigators found that questionnaire scores about shoulder function or symptoms immediately after an injury predicted return during the same season and how long it took for them to return to play. Although this study had a relatively small cohort, the insight gained may be useful for clinicians. Despite having full strength after completing a rehabilitation protocol, only 27% of participants returned to activity the same season with no additional episodes of instability. Surprisingly, the rate of reoccurrence was also similar, whether it was a complete shoulder dislocation or subluxation. Dislocations are often regarded as more severe injuries when compared to subluxations. However, based on these results, clinicians should be equally cautious of early return to play in cases with both dislocations or subluxations due to the high reoccurrence rates. Additionally, trauma has been shown to be a significant risk factor for early onset osteoarthritis. Multiple episodes of instability of the shoulder may leave it susceptible to premature development of osteoarthritis, making this finding more noteworthy. Another primary goal of this study was to assess the ability of questionnaires to successfully predict time lost following initial injury. While these questionnaires were fairly successful in predicting time lost following an injury, one has to question whether it is worth the risk of an athlete suffering more traumatic events by returning them so quickly after an injury. And this is something that the authors acknowledged. Although we may want to balance both athletes' and coaches' wishes for early return to play, their future health should be taken into consideration. Athletes should be fully informed of the risk they may be incurring with early participation following a traumatic anterior instability event. This past week, we also had two other posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post described a systematic review that the FIFA 11 Plus program reduced injuries and improved functional performance. It is more effective if compliance and adherence are high, both of which are better if a coach educated on the program administers the program to their team. The second post reported on a study that found that while multiple certifications exist for strength and conditioning coaches, they do not adequately prepare coaches to recognize or prevent exertional heat stroke during high-intensity training sessions. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a video that was shared by Mom's Team of Jim McDonald discussing the need to get coaches to buy in to sports injury prevention. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.